Hi, I'm Colin Foley. This is my sixth Refactor Journal. Today we're going to be talking about how networking is a very key component with professional socialization, and it ties into the whole phrase, it's all about who you know. So today I'm going to talk about how do you approach networking, what challenges do I face, and what networking opportunities have I had. So the first time I started really networking with a purpose was my senior year. I had a high school athletic trainer that I adored. She was like my mentor, and her name was, I don't really want to put it in here, just because I don't know if she would want me to disclose this information, but she just guided me in. Especially with my decisions of where I wanted to go to school for this major, which led me to Emory Henry. From there, I had other mentors like Beth, Chris Johnson, Melissa, and then all my other preceptors that I idolized and tried to be like. So there's some more networking. And following that, my sophomore year, I did a hands-on experience over the summer with CHKD and really built up some friends and built that network. I would really want to work with CHKD or Bonsecours in Hampton Roads. I have a couple of sources and references and that I can use for these particular jobs. But it's simple as when you go somewhere, you talk to the athletic trainer, you introduce yourself. I say, hey, I'm an athletic training student. Yeah, I'm coming up, BOC, and just getting ready to take the next step to job. And then hopefully you get to the point where you have a good enough conversation and they, you either ask or they slide you a email address, phone number, a business card, ask, saying, hey, if you need any questions or any guidance, I'm here. Because we all want to build the professional and help the profession. And that's anywhere from a college to going to your sister's game, just anywhere that has a potential for an athletic trainer. You got to build it up and take that as an opportunity. So that's really what I do. So that's some of the network opportunities I've had so far. So the challenges that I have right now are when I see these jobs pop up, sporadically through the state because I want to stay in Virginia. Some of these are through a contracted out physical therapist group or a hospital, and it's hard to have those connections. So that's where my challenges be with, or where I don't have any prior history, any knowing of how that group is, how that person is. That's all I have for today. Thank you for listening.